my turn. Okay, I'm going to go over one thing or maybe more, depending on the time, from the book. And then I am going to tell you that you have to work on a project, and we're going to break up into groups and work on a project. So, to start out with, I'm going to look at the book, and if anybody happens to want to, I'm looking at pages 2 and 3 in chapter 1. But you certainly don't need the book. Okay? So, what we're talking about is writing a program. So, I write a program, and I end up, and here's the program that I wrote. And the first thing I have to do, because I'm writing in a high-level language, so I can be writing in JavaScript, I can be writing in Visual Basic, I can be writing in C, I can be writing in Java, but I'm writing in some high-level language, okay? So I want to take the program and I want to check it and turn it into machine language. Okay, so they talk about that, as I said, at the bottom of page 2. So over here, depending on the language I'm using, I'm going to have a compiler or an interpreter. And I'm going to talk about a compiler. A compiler will take and turn the program into machine language. And so it then produces the results. And it produces results for the whole thing. An interpreter interprets one line at a time as it goes along. And so it interprets the first line and does that. Interprets the next line and does that. And kind of does it piecemeal as it goes through. And you don't have a choice which to use, because once you've decided on the language is either compiled or interpreted, depending on which language you decide on. So you do a compile on it. And the results will be either a object program or a machine language program, or it will be syntax errors. And I'm showing that on paper, but actually it goes on the screen. But it will go on the screen or on paper, either one. But I get syntax errors. So I start out, and this is called source code. And this is written in a high-level language. And an interpreter, or a compiler, turns it into object language. So it turns it into object code, or machine language code. If it can. If there are syntax errors, it can't do it. Now, syntax errors come in two varieties, fatal and warnings. And different words go with different ones. Sometimes people call them fatal, sometimes they call them a level number or something like that. So when I get syntax errors, I go back and I fix my program. And then I recompile it and hope that I got rid of the syntax errors. And if I did, then I get an object program or object code. If I didn't get rid of the errors, then I don't get the object code. Okay, the object code tells me that it did a clean compile. So now I've got the object program. And the object program I can load into the computer and I can run. Now, the object program frequently is going to use some data. And I may be reading data, or I may be writing data, or I may be doing both. So the object program is going to be frequently using data. Okay, data is the essence of everything that we do. And so the data might be an Access database, like what we're looking at now. but it will be using some kind of data, okay? So the object program runs with the data, and the goal here is to produce results. And the results can be on paper, or on a screen, or whatever I want. Or I just might write things back to a disk and not produce any output on a screen or paper. But I am going to produce the results. Then I look at the results, and if there are errors that I detect, if I detect errors, then I have to go back and again come in here and fix it. Okay? These are called logic errors. And I'm looking to see if the book calls them anything else. Okay? I have syntax errors here. These are going to be logic errors or a good result. Either one. For example, if I put in a program and I meant to take and write something, so I should have written W-R-I-T-E, but instead I wrote R-I-G-H-T, okay? It's not going to understand that that means write something. That's a syntax error. It's a misuse of the language. Syntax errors are using the language incorrectly. If the language requires that I put a semicolon at the end of every line and I didn't do it, then it won't work, and that is a syntax error because I didn't do it correctly. The machine can tell me about syntax errors because it can't compile. It doesn't understand what I wrote. It can't do it. I didn't follow the rules. Okay? And there are rules that go with every language. And if I want to be able to translate the language, I have to be following the rules. Yeah.
So you're saying the good results, why did you, what's logic errors?
Okay, wait, I'll be there in a minute.
Because you just pointed
okay,
out.
Okay, I'll be there in a minute. Right now I'm back in syntax.
Okay.
Let me get there, okay? So if I put in the program and I wrote the code wrong, I made a mistake. Instead of writing add, I wrote odd. You know, whatever. If I made a mistake in the use of the language, I will get a warning and I have to go back to the original program, fix it, and recompile it. Now, once the language is clean, then I can run it. And then I take the data and I run it. And if after I get the results, I look at the results. When I'm testing a program, I have to look at the results and say, okay, are these the correct results? And if they are, I've got good results. I probably should have put an or here. If they are, I've got good results. But let's say that I was calculating pay. And instead of saying pay per hour times hours worked, I said pay per hour plus hours worked. Okay? Computer doesn't know what I wanted to do. It'll happily do the add. But are you going to be happy if you get a check that is your pay per hour plus your hours worked? You work 40 hours and you make $15 an hour, then what have you got? 40 plus 15 is 55, so you just got paid $55. What you wanted is 40 times 15, right? That's a logic error. I made a logical mistake. I made a mistake by saying plus when I meant times. The computer has no way of judging that that is wrong because it doesn't know what I was trying to do. So that's a logic error. A logic error is the kind of thing where I added when I should have multiplied, or I forgot something and I didn't add in, I didn't calculate your taxes. so I made a mistake and I didn't take out any taxes, okay, when I was doing your payroll. I made a logic error, okay? Or if I gave you too many holidays or whatever, it's a logic error. Now, a logic error, the computer can't detect, but I can. So I have to check my output and see if I got good results or whether I have some logic errors in there. So on that first example, I would have to go back to the program and change the plus to a multiply. Then I have to recompile to get it into machine language or object programming language. And then I run it again, and this time I see 40 times 15, so I see that they got the right amount. Okay? So the answer is the right answer. Okay? So there's two kinds of errors you're looking for. One is misuse of the language, and one is the logical problem of I didn't do the right thing, and therefore it gave me the wrong answer, but it's not its fault, it's my fault. Okay, I should have told it to multiply, and instead I told it to add. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, if you write in machine language, it doesn't need to go through a compiler or interpreter, but very few people do that because it's tedious, it's long, it's... You know, I have written many years ago in machine language, and, you know, adding two things together is a whole bunch of steps. It's not just a add these two things together. So people do not tend to write in machine language because it's not efficient. It's not, you can't be as productive. If you write in a high-level language, you can be far more productive and then let the compiler turn it into machine language. So for every line that I write here, the compiler may end up generating 10 lines of machine code or object code. Okay, it may generate 10 lines. Some commands it may generate 5. Some commands it may generate 50. I/O tends to be expensive. I/O meaning input-output. So when I read something or write something, it tends to generate a whole lot of code. If I just move something around, that generates very little code, because that's something that the computer can do well. But interfacing with a printer or interfacing with a screen involves more effort and therefore more machine language code. So that's one of the things that the book mentions. And I promise you there will be a quiz where I will ask you for the answers on page 2 and 3 and ask you about doing those. So the other thing that shows up on page 5 is the steps that you go through. And I wanted to just go through that. And then we're going to break. So I'm saying the first thing to do is understand the problem. And I'm just copying what's in the book. Okay. So somebody says, I want to do a program to do whatever. You got to understand what it is they want. If you're a game programmer, you got to understand the game. You got to understand what it is that they want to do. And that's why it's important that the developer of a game understand programming a little so they can talk to the person that is going to be writing the code and that they can talk back and forth and figure out what code needs to be written. Then you have to plan the logic. You have to find out if there are codes that are going to be there, and you have to find out if you're going to have to ask questions. If the code is A, do this. If the code is B, do this. If the code is C, do this. You have to decide if you're doing a calculation and what the math is for the calculation. You have to figure all that out. And the two tools that people tend to use a lot is a logic flowchart which you've seen a little bit of, and pseudocode, which is code that doesn't have a particular language in mind. It's just writing the code out in English. So that's usually what I do to code, is I plan the logic using one of those. Then the next thing it says is to code the program. So now I have to write the program using a language. And you may get to choose the language, or the company that's paying you may choose the language. If you're working for a company, then you're going to be using their language. Okay? If you look at number 4, it says using software, a compiler or interpreter, to translate into machine language. So you are going to compile machine language is object code. Writing the program is source code. Okay, so I translated, and that was what I just showed you. Then I need to test the program. And that is that I need to look at the output, and I'm looking here for logic errors. I'm looking at the logic to see if it's working correctly. Okay? And testing the program, they talk about as just testing the program. But in fact, I need to test my program. Then I need to have somebody else test my program because I may not see the problems. And usually, there is upper level people that are going to be testing the program and making sure that it's working correctly. The other thing is that I may end up having to test it along with another program. So, for example, you wrote a program that produces output that my program is going to read. Well, I've got to make sure that the output you made is the same as what I'm expecting when I read. Okay? If I'm expecting to have a state code, and you forgot to put a state code on the output you produced, then when I try to read that, I'm going to look for a state code and I'm not going to find it. So I have to test to make sure that your output will work as my input, that I can read what you produced. And so usually a program does not stand alone, so it has to be tested to see if it fits in, if it works with the other programs that I have. Okay? And then I go into putting into production. Which means it's actually, we're going to try to run it. And we're going to try to run it for real. Okay, lots of companies will continue to do the old way just in case. They'll run the new way, but they'll do the old way just in case for a couple of weeks and compare and make sure that the old way and the new way are handling things the same way. So if they used to do it manually, they'll continue to do it manually and then compare to what the computer's doing and make sure it's the same thing. Okay, so if they wrote the paychecks by hand, I don't think anybody does anymore, but if they wrote paychecks by hand, they'll have the machine generate the paycheck and make sure the paychecks are the same. Okay? They'll only give you one, but they'll try to make sure they're the same. Okay? And then the next thing is maintaining the program. And maintaining is basically, if it's not working correctly, then I gotta fix it. But maintaining is also, people will come and say, you know, this will be better if, for example, on the screen you might have two columns, one on this side and one on that side, and you want to compare those two columns. So somebody might say, you know, it would be better if those two columns were next to each other. Can you move things around so those two columns are next to each other, and it will make it easier to compare them? Okay? So you have to go back and fix it, and that's maintaining the program. So when you go back and fix it, you go back to the source code, you make the fix, you recompile it, hope that it worked. If it does, you run it, and again, hope that it worked and that you're getting the right output, that the logic is okay. Yeah. Well, that is kind of updating, yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Questions? Okay, that's as far as I have time to go, but you don't need the full time for this. So I want you to go in and you're going to do a group project. I would like you to try to break up into groups of two or three. I prefer three, but if it makes sense for two, go ahead and do two. I think three works better because you get more people inputting. What you're going to do is you're going to look at the database that I have down here. So you're going to open this database. Okay, so you're going to open that with Microsoft Access. There's the database. And you are going to look at the problem. And eventually it will come up. Okay, so these are the questions that you need to answer. So I've got a table. This is the data that's on the table, but if you look at the table, it's inside the database. And I want you to answer the question. And I said I have a series of conditions. I can refer to the conditions as condition A, condition B, condition C, example. For example, condition A might be checking for a specific topic. I might check for a year greater than another year. So if you go down in this, you will see, for example, question, actually let me go back. Question B says, what query tests to see if condition A and condition B are true, or whether condition C and condition D are true? So you're going to go to the database and you're going to look at my queries and say, which query is saying condition A and condition B are true, or condition C and condition D are true? So you're going to bring up the database. And there's the database.